The University of Alberta resource economist and Maclean's contributor, Andrew Leach, calls it Norwhaling. It has been a suffocatingly hot trend in print and electronic media for a while now. Norwhaling describes a type of envious glance cast by columnists and editors at the sovereign wealth fund that Norway has built through the near-total sequestering of its oil revenues. The fund's estimated value is, right now, about 6.9 trillion Norwegian kroner, which is the equivalent of about $1.1 trillion Canadian. The fund is said to own about 1% of the world's financial equity. Every year, this fund contributes a fraction of its value to the Norwegian public treasury, and that fraction is set so that it equals the long-term expected return on investment from the fund. In short, Norway tries not to touch the principal. The idea is that the income from selling a non-renewable resource should be set aside as a permanent endowment. There's a great deal of Norwhaling inside and outside Alberta, a sheikdom that briefly adopted a policy of setting aside oil royalties in the 1970s, but abandoned that policy without accruing much value. The Norwhaling inside Alberta is a form of self-abasement undertaken mostly, as far as one can tell, for social signaling purposes. When oil prices drop and disorder strikes the Alberta economy, as it has this fiscal year, Albertans make a pious show of regret over having wasted the good times. But eventually, we inevitably return to electing the same PC governments that wasted the money on garbage like education, medicine, welfare, and roads, and we resume spending our own share on consumer purchases that we will later denounce. So is it the alleged waste that is foolish? Or is it the fake remorse? The Norwhaling from outside Alberta is more mysterious still. Why do any of these people care what Alberta does with its oil revenues? Perhaps they regret that once spent, Alberta's oil money cannot be creatively shared in some way with Confederation. Perhaps they worry that Alberta will become a have-not province under interprovincial equalization, although through booms and busts, Alberta hasn't been that for half a century. Perhaps the outsiders just regret that Alberta has not used oil wealth to make government free to its citizens so they can retire here in tax-exempt comfort. This reminds us that Norway, the much-admired model that's always cited against us and criticism of us, Norway is the indigenous home of a nationality. Norwegians, even those who don't have children, perceive their oil fund as a sacrifice for their collective posterity. Alberta, by contrast, has awkwardly open borders and very little national consciousness. Personally, as an Albertan, I can't see the point of saving for some invader's dotage. What Albertans, I think, are really regretting when we Norwhale is that prior generations did not create a welfare program for us at their expense. The universities, hospitals, and the various lines of business created with the oil money were supposed to be that, but they don't seem to count in the calculations here. We stand in the same relationship to the selfish past that future generations, quote-unquote, do to us. We wish that the saving had begun for our benefit before we were born. That would have been convenient, assuming that the money was not invested unwisely or squandered for political ends or just stolen. So some of us are saintly enough to say that the saving should begin now. Future generations, you see, are better and more deserving than we are. Future generations are always invoked in Norwhaling. One cannot really Norwhale properly without summoning the image of a marching file of adorable, hypothetical future babies extending to infinity. I say let them shift for themselves. Judging from recent centuries, the babies of the future are likely to end up richer, healthier, and more knowledgeable than us. They'll be taller. They'll have higher IQs than we do. They'll be raised better, cherished more closely, exposed to less violence, as you probably were in contrast to your own parents. They'll be equipped with ever more sophisticated automata, but they'll also be more productive. And yes, the planet may be warmer, but not on any sane estimate too warm to be incompatible with life or civilization. So why should these lottery winners born in the year 2050 have the benefit of the oil that our agents extract for us now? Is it because the oil is running out? That's why the Abortive Alberta Heritage Fund was founded in the first place, because the province's conventional oil was expected, according to all informed advice, to run out in the early 1980s. For a non-renewable resource, oil has this odd habit of renewing. Coal was once the essential fuel of modern industry, and it was something that Alberta had a lot of and dug frantically for. Far-sighted visionaries probably feared at the time that it would run out. Instead, our species gradually found better alternatives to coal for most of the applications they were using it for. And for some reason, no one now ever complains of the inexcusable, irresponsible past failure to create an Alberta Coal Fund.